The passage from Ephesians 5:15-20, particularly the idea that our lives should redeem or transform the age we live in, is a powerful call to action for every Christian. St. Paul emphasizes that Christians are called to live wisely and intentionally, shining as lights in a world that is often dark and wicked. Our reflection on this passage, and contrasting it with what we observe in the world around us, raises an important question: are we as Christians living out our calling effectively? Why does it seem, to the human eye, that the world remains largely unredeemed despite the presence of so many who profess faith in Christ? There are a few thoughts to consider in response to this. The hidden work of God. Often, the transformative work of God through the lives of believers isn't immediately visible. Redemption, in a spiritual sense, can be subtle and profound, working at the level of individual hearts and relationships. The world might seem unchanged at a glance, but many acts of kindness, forgiveness, and sacrifice, done in the name of Christ, contribute to a larger, cumulative transformation that isn't always apparent. Sometimes, the fruits of Christian living take time to be revealed, and we may not see the full impact in our lifetime. The challenge of worldliness. There's no denying that many Christians struggle with the influence of the world. The allure of materialism, selfishness, and other worldly concerns can sometimes overshadow the call to live radically for Christ. When Christians fail to live distinctively, the light they are called to be can dim, and the transformative power of the gospel isn't as evident in the broader culture. This is why St. Paul's exhortation is so crucial. It's a reminder that we need to be vigilant and intentional in how we live, avoiding the temptations that can lead us away from our true mission. Cultural resistance. The age we live in is indeed marked by significant resistance to Christian values. The culture often celebrates things that are contrary to the gospel, which can make it difficult for Christians to have an immediate or obvious impact. Yet, this is precisely why St. Paul calls Christians to live as lights in the darkness. Even in a hostile environment, a faithful Christian witness can plant seeds of change, though it may not always be recognized or valued by society. Personal and communal responsibility. St. Paul's words challenge us individually and as a community of believers. Are we living out our faith in a way that is truly countercultural? Are we embodying the love, justice, mercy, and truth of Christ in our daily lives? Each Christian has a role to play, and the collective witness of the church depends on how seriously we take this call. When we fall short, it affects not just our own spiritual life, but the church's witness to the world. In summary, while it may seem that the world is not being redeemed, we are called to trust that God is at work in ways we may not fully understand. At the same time, this is a wake-up call for Christians to examine how faithfully we are living out our calling. We are invited to be more intentional about living lives that reflect Christ, so that, even if the change is not immediately visible, we are contributing to the redemption and transformation of the world in ways that are real and enduring.